Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Let's talk about the four things you should check off your list when it comes to buying a home, okay? So a lot of people sign up for our Sturgis Credit Repair Service, and their goal is to hopefully buy a home in the next few months or the next year, right? A lot of people may have credit issues, and we work on their credit to pretty much help people buy homes or get them prepared to buy a home. So when they go to their mortgage lender, they're not shut down with all of these red flags and disappointments, okay? So our four-step guide pretty much prepares people to where when it's time to get pre-qualified for their mortgage, they don't have any roadblocks. They don't have to fill out a credit application, run their credit, add hard inquiries to their credit, and then come back and see Sturgis Credit Repair. They've already have skipped that step by ensuring they are going to be, you know, eligible to get approved for a home. But they are more than confident versus applying and then overnight you're sleeping and you're stressing and wondering if you're going to be approved for this loan. Okay, so right here, and I've posted this several times for those who are watching this episode, if you're listening, just kind of hear me out, but I have posted this Sturgis Credit Repair home buying checklist guide all over social media. I think the last time I posted this was maybe 6 or 7 months ago on our social media platforms. I actually may want to post this again soon. Every, you know, 4 or 5 months, I may want to make a reminder to keep updating our customers with this checklist here, since a lot of them follow us. But here we are. Look, before you apply for a loan, these are the four things you should check off your list. Number one, it's credit scores. Okay, now hear me out. Credit scores is not the main part behind getting a mortgage loan. Okay, it is the first step, but it's not the hardest step, or it's not the main step. I just want to clear that up, because this is actually the real reason why I am making this episode. It's because a lot of people sign up for a service and they go from the 500s and they get above a 620 or 650 or 680, sometimes even over 720, and they still get denied for a house. And of course they come back and ask me what happened, you know, what did I do, or what did we do, or what did they do? You know, a lot of people just simply think working on their credit and fixing their credit and getting their credit into the 600s or the 700s is going to guarantee a approval for a home loan. And the purpose behind this checklist here is for people who think like that, and it prevents them from getting shut down and disappointed in the future. Okay, so number one out of the four things you should check off is, of course, credit scores. This is the initial yes or no answer when it comes to applying for a mortgage. Okay, this is the first thing a lender wants to do before they ask for 10,000 documents. Okay, that, you know, that is required to buy a home. So credit scores is a great way to start your home buying experience. This is going to let you know if you're going to be approved or denied right off the jump. Okay, me personally, I prefer your scores to be at least 720, because usually with that credit score range, that means 9 times out of 10, the remaining 3 steps on this checklist here, you're pretty much probably in a good possibility or a good chance of having these things with a green check mark aside of them. Okay, so credit scores, I prefer 720 or above. However, there are many home buying programs or loan programs that allow you to get approved with lower scores. I know you have the USDA or rural development loans, USDA loans that make and approve you with scores 620, maybe 580, I don't know. You got the VA loan for veterans. They may offer you a mortgage loan with lower credit scores. Okay, again, that's not the main thing, but at least you can get across that first yes or no bridge there. You know, you got FHA loans. Okay, you got so many different loan options, you know, that kind of depends on credit score. So the very first thing you should do is check your credit scores and also search the loan programs that you may be approved for. Okay, if you are a first-time home buyer and you're looking to buy a home outside of the city limits or the main city, and you're looking in these rural areas, you may can get approved for a loan with no money down. So look at USDA loans. Okay. I think their requirements for credit scores, which is lower and lower income, I think they may start at 580 or 620. I don't know. I forgot. You know, again, I'm in the credit industry. I'm not in the mortgage industry. However, I work with a bunch and a ton of mortgage loan officers with the service. Therefore, I'm familiar with a little bit, but you should always get with a mortgage professional to answer those questions, or simply Google USDA loan requirements or credit score requirements, and that will answer your question. If you currently own a home and you're looking to move into the city and you haven't served the military or anything, 9 times out of 10, you're going to apply for a FHA loan. Okay. And each type of loan program, a mortgage loan program, unfortunately have different down payment requirements. Okay. FHA, I think you can get approved with a 3.5% down payment. Other loan programs may want you to put 5% down, 20% down, some 0% down. So do your research on which program may works, you know, best for you. So credit scores, again, figure out which loan you're applying for and then look at their minimum credit score requirement. If you are above that requirement, you can move to step two, which is checking your credit card utilization. Guys, this is the biggest thing that can impact your credit scores. A lot of times people have maxed out credit cards, and those balances are holding their scores back at least 60, 80, 100 points. I see it happen all day long. Make sure your credit card utilization is below 30%. That don't mean purposely leave it at 30% because you're paying interest on unpaid balances. But if you don't have it paid off in full, lenders will still work with you if they're under 30%, okay? Number three, debt to income ratio. This is where things get complicated when your income gets involved, okay? A lot of times people are like, oh, I have an 800 credit score, okay? I have a good job, okay? I can buy whatever I want or finance whatever I want. I'm going to get me a second house to rent out or make an investment property, whatever the case is. Guys, it don't work like that. You know, if you are in too much debt, you're not getting anything regardless of how much money you make and what your credit scores are. Okay. So check this out. When it comes to your DTI, which is debt to income ratio, you want that to be under 40%, including the estimated payment of whatever you're trying to finance. Okay. So hear me out. If you make $10,000 a month, okay, $10,000, and you have a $1,000 car payment or a truck payment, which is, that's stupid, but you have a $1,000 truck payment. Well, your DTI is, you know, 10%, right? Because you make $10,000 a month gross income, and then your monthly debt is $1,000. Your DTI is 10%. So you're also looking to buy a new house, okay, with this $1,000 vehicle payment. And this estimated payment on the new house is $3,000 a month. So now you take that $3,000 a month plus the $1,000 car payment, or, you know, if you have two vehicles, that's $500 a month each. So that's $1,000. That sounds much better than a $1,000 car payment. But let's say you have $3,000 a month in, you know, personal debt that you're paying every single month, including the house and then the $1,000 for your vehicle payments. So that puts you at $4,000 a month if you were to get this house in monthly debt, and you make $10,000 a month. Well, guess what? That's 40%. You would be approved. Now, let's say you already have a $4,000 house payment and zero car payments, okay? The only debt you have is your $4,000 a month house payment, and you make $10,000 a month. Your DTI is already at 40%, and you're trying to buy a second house just for a vacation home during the summer that you only want to visit, you know, throughout the summer months, and is on the beach, whatever the case is. But that mortgage payments is another $4,000 a month. And you're thinking, oh, I make $10,000 a month and I can just buy this for another $4,000 a month and still have $2,000 left over. You know, that's an unrealistic example, but just hear me out. That will put you at $8,000 a month and your income is $10,000 a month. That DTI will put you at 80%. You is double the max requirement when it comes to DTI. So pay attention to that. Calculate your DTI before you run your credit. If your DTI is more than 40% on whatever you're trying to finance, 9 times out of 10, you got some homework to do. You need to pay off some stuff or sell some stuff before you go and run your credit. And then lastly, payment history. You want on-time payment history, 100% payment history. If you have any late payments, you want to at least make sure they're not within the most recent 2 years, not within 24 months, because a lot of lenders will not work with you if you have late payments reporting within the last year or two, okay? Like I said, I'm not a mortgage professional. I may be wrong, but I was told by some of the loan officers that I work with that for certain loan programs, my client couldn't have a late payment within that 24 month range. Okay. So that's what I like to go with. Again, there may be some other programs that allow late payments within 6 months or allow late payments after 1 year, whatever the case is. I don't know, guys. I'm just going by what works for me in the credit repair industry and, you know, what works for me as far as giving good advice to some of my customers or pretty much anybody in general when it comes to buying a home. So these are the four steps I recommend you do. I'm going to put this somewhere on the screen for those who are watching this episode. But again, all four things are: number one, check your credit score, look at the minimum requirement for whatever loan program you're trying to get approved for. Number two, check your credit card utilization, make sure those balances are paid or the utilization is under 30% on your credit report. Number three, your DTI is under 40%, including whatever you're trying to finance. And then number four, make sure you don't have any late payments within 2 years. Make sure your payment history is, you know, reporting pretty good. If it's not 100%, again, make sure you don't have any late payments at least within the last 2 years. You know, again, consult with a mortgage professional. Maybe they allow some within 2 years. I don't know. You know, I just like to go with 24 months. If you follow those four steps that's on this guide here, guys, you would be very, very, very happy when it comes to applying for a loan, and you're not going to be stressed out and it's going to go through smooth. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.